Across the country, millions watched in shock as the NFL's DeMar Hamlin went into sudden cardiac arrest on live TV earlier this year. His life was saved, and many credit that to a quick response plan and a machine called an AED. From WFII's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel reports, a bill to require AEDs in schools is gaining traction at the Statehouse.
Jake West was a 17-year-old who grew up in LaPorte, Indiana, not far from Lake Michigan. His mother, Julie West, remembers him fondly.
He was just kind, and he brought other people in. He was the type of kid that if someone wasn't included, he was going to make sure that child was included. This is how he was from the time he was little.
As an athlete, he passed all of his physicals, and he didn't show signs of underlying heart problems. He was a healthy kid, until one day, he wasn't. Jake collapsed after running a play on the football field. School staff did CPR, and student trainers jumped in to help out. But he died in September 2013 from an undetected heart condition.
Every child should come home from school. They should not die at school. And so schools need to be prepared for that.
This situation, unfortunately, often ends fatally for families like West. Only about 11% of children who suffer from sudden cardiac arrest survive. Experts like Dr. Kristen Burns with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute said minutes, even seconds, count when tending to a cardiac arrest victim.
One of the most important things that promotes survival is early CPR and AED use.
She's referring to an automated external defibrillator, or an AED. It's a device that sends a shock to someone's heart in order to help keep them alive. The machine provides written instructions for those who are hard of hearing and verbal commands in different languages, like this.
When patient's chest is bare, remove the white square package from lid of AED.
I mean, you heard how easy that to use that AED. A child could use it that could understand those directions.
That's why West is in favor of the legislation lawmakers introduced during the current General Assembly to mandate all schools to have AEDs during extracurricular activities, like athletics, marching band, and theater practices and performances. It would establish a goal of accessing the devices within minutes. But mandating schools to use these devices is a complicated decision. That's according to Richard Lazar, the president of Readiness Systems with the AED Law Center.
Sudden cardiac arrest, while in the aggregate, it's frequent, it's a leading cause of death, but at a location level, it's very rare.
And he's right. Only about 8 per 100,000 children experience sudden cardiac arrest.
People ask me all the time, should we get AEDs if we don't have to? And at a binary level, it is in most places less risky to not have AEDs than it is to have AEDs.
Recently, there have been multi-million dollar lawsuits across the country after students died from cardiac arrest while at school. In some cases, the facilities had AEDs, but failed to use them. And these scenarios could deter some districts.
What if they didn't have AEDs in the first place? Would they still be facing a lawsuit?
That's why advocates have been insistent that it's not just about having an AED on the premises. And the Indiana bill would require schools to make an emergency cardiac response plan so they know where a defibrillator is located and how to use it. When Jake West died, there was an AED on campus, but it was locked in the coach's office and not easily accessible. Here's Jake's mom, Julie West, again.
And like I said, I have said this many times, I don't judge or blame anyone in Jake's situation because we just didn't know any better, but now we do.
Now, Indiana is one of roughly 9 states to introduce AED and/or cardiac response plan legislation for schools this year. West wants lawmakers to approve the bill before more lives are lost on school grounds.
Without a doubt, lives will be saved. Jake would still be here. My son would be 26 today, here on earth, not in heaven.
Elizabeth Gabriel, WFYI News.